Hello, my name is Danny Shi. I'm a program manager on the Parallel Extensions to .NET team. In this screencast, I want to show you the task completion source type in the task parallel library. And the way I want to do this is just by walking through the primary scenario for which we intended this type. So let's jump in Visual Studio 2010, Beta 2, and get started. In a previous screencast, I covered the task of tResult type. So just to quickly recap, let me create a task of int. Now, if you remember, a task of tResult is simply a task whose operation eventually returns a result. And in this case, I have expressed that operation using a func delegate that returns the integer 42. Now, here's the question. What if the operation that I want my task of tResult to represent cannot be expressed using a delegate, or should not be expressed using a delegate for some reason? That is the scenario for which we added the task completion source type. A task completion source of tResult contains a task of tResult. And it has methods like setCancelled, setException, and setResult that allow you to complete that contained task. So the idea is you can sort of observe another operation, any operation, and marshal its eventual results to this task of tResult. So let me use a more concrete example. Let's say that I wanted to download some data from the web using a web client object. And let's also say that I wanted to represent this operation using a task. That way I can use all the new features to wait on the operation or schedule a continuation when it is done. One thing I might try is I can take this synchronous download data method and wrap it in a task. That would probably work for many scenarios, but it's not really ideal because essentially what I'd be doing is scheduling pure I/O work to the thread pool. And I really should be saving the thread pool for more CPU intensive work. The web client class does give me an asynchronous version of the download data method. That sort of allows me to kick off the operation asynchronously, and it provides me an event that will notify me when the operation is completed. This is the .NET event-based asynchronous pattern, or EAP. But putting this into a task delegate is still problematic, because I'd have to wait on the event somehow, and then I'd have the same problem. So here's where the task completion source type can help. The web client class has already implemented its own method to create and observe asynchronous operations. So I can just use the task completion source object to marshal the results of that operation to a task. So let me just create a method here. I'm going to have it return a task of byte array, because a byte array is what I'm going to eventually get from the download data operation, and I'll call it from web client, and give it a web client and a URI. So first I'm going to create a task completion source of byte array, and eventually I'm going to return the inner task of this task completion source to the caller. Then I'm going to use that event, I'm going to subscribe to that event, and the handler takes a sender and a event args object. And here, the event args object will let me know how the asynchronous download data operation completed. So if it canceled, then I'm going to cancel the task that I'm returning the caller. Similarly, if it created an error for some reason, then I'm going to transfer that exception to the return task. And if it completed successfully, then I'm just going to set the result, that byte array, to the task. And the last thing I'll do is actually kick off the operation by calling downloadDataAsync. So that's really it. Now, if I'm the caller, I can do something like this. Let's just do Bing. And now I've got a task that fully represents the asynchronous download data operation, and that doesn't burn any threads unnecessarily on I/O. And I can wait on that task, or I can schedule a continuation off of it, and I can access the data. There's one more thing that I wanted to show you, and that is our samples that are posted on the web. In this walkthrough, I intentionally ignored a number of things in order to emphasize the role that the task completion source plays in all of this. For example, in this handler logic, I should probably be removing the handler at the end of it. What if this download data async method throws an exception? And also, what if multiple web client objects are being used? Our samples do pretty much exactly this, but in a as extension methods and in a more well-designed and robust manner. So go ahead and check it out. In this screencast, I introduced the task completion source type. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for watching.